This scripture reading and the following address were part of the YouTube streamed worship video by St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on November the 7th, 2021. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
The Gospel according to Matthew chapter 5. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up to the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Well, as we said, as we introduced the service today, on All Saints' Day, we remember. We remember those in particular who have died in these past 12 months and those who mourn their passing. And we'll do that in a special way soon in our worship service in our In Memoriam rite today. The last 12 months, what a 12 months they've been. It's been hard, I'm sure, for you, for me, for most, for all, perhaps, and it still is hard today. So today I'd like to focus and bring us, you and me, together to remember the blessings we have from God as saints in Christ. A saint, at least in a Lutheran church understanding, I think, is someone who is made holy by the gift and the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives, someone who has faith. Holy ones, all saints, you and me. Let's pray. Lord God, send your Holy Spirit again to us today, that Jesus might bless our listening, that we may hear with our ears and our hearts and our lives, and receive again your blessings for us, whom you make all saints. Well, if you've ever been to a Lutheran funeral service, it begins with words assuring us of God's blessing in baptism. We often begin, or have near the beginning, these words from from Paul's letter to the Romans, where he says, "Don't you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we've been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God, of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life, just like Jesus." A funeral service then, at life's end, commences with a word of blessing, given perhaps for the first time near the very start of life, perhaps when one is baptized as a small child. Here, given the gift of the Holy Spirit, we are made saints, God's holy people. And maybe you've stopped from time to time and thought about just how our regular worship services begin. Whether you're with us online or you've been worshipping in person here with us, the words that begin our worship service are those words said over us when we're baptized. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the sign of the cross, and of the Holy Spirit. and all of the people join in and say, Amen. Yeah, I want me some of that action. The blessing of God, life long then. What does it mean, though, for me and for you each and every day? I think that's the question I'd like to bring to us on this All Saints. Remember your baptism. Remember and give thanks for the blessing that it is. Don't miss it, and don't miss God then in your life. For me, as I reflected on this All Saints celebration, a week before we're due to come back in person to start some worship services again here in this beautiful building that we call our home at Riversdale Road, I've stopped to thank God for the blessing of having a church building. And I remember around about this time last year, as we were about to come and worship as a community for the first time in this building, I made a point of asking people what their impressions were when they came, and they not only saw the church and experienced it, but particularly in the worship setting. And I was struck by the fact that a number of people said that it was, for them, a place of peace. A place of peace in a world which was still besieged by all sorts of chaos, it seemed. A world which perhaps faces even greater or different chaos 12 months on. A world that includes aggressive and angry division in our community. What a blessing this place of worship is. A blessing and a gift from God. What are the blessings that you might be thankful for as this time of COVID restriction changes and things open up for you? Remember God's blessings for you today. A day when we remember particularly those who have gone before us in the faith. Please remember too God's eternal grace and the blessings of promise for them and for you. God's blessings freely given for all people in Christ. When someone is baptized in our church, we first remember that sin clings to them. That's how the Bible describes it. This original sin, which is forgetting God, ignoring God, thumbing our nose at God and relying on self. When we enter the season of Lent in our church year on Ash Wednesday, we remember God's punishment in the peaceful Garden of Eden, which was violated by human sin. When Adam and Eve turned their backs on God and the blessings of a perfect creation, God was still merciful. God was still blessing by not destroying them, but there was punishment, wasn't there? They were expelled from the garden, and as that occurred, God said to them, "By the sweat of your face, you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." On Ash Wednesday in our church, we are called back to this reality again. And we hear the words, "Remember. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return." But this is not God's final word. God is gracious, and so remember his blessings to you too. Our worship services begin very deliberately with this word of blessing, a word from God for blessing for life. And yes, even then, at the last worship service that our human bodies will likely attend, our own funeral service, this too begins with a word of blessing as we pass on to eternal life, and this word of blessing for those who remain in this earth living. As we come to Jesus' most famous sermon at least, perhaps, not, or I think it's one of his most famous sermons at least, the Sermon on the Mount, it too takes us immediately to God's word of blessing. It begins with Jesus' words, "Blessed are." It begins with Jesus' blessing, and today we remember all the saints, the ones who worship in heaven now and the ones of which we are a part of the earth, on the earth today. We again are called to hear and receive and learn this blessing for us, for our remembering of those who have died and for our days of living on this earth. So, dear friends, join with me in listening anew. God wants so very much to bless you with the best blessings that he has for this life and the eternal one to come. The Sermon on the Mount is full of blessing. It begins then, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And not just one word of blessing from Jesus, but 9 individual blessings does he give. Blessed are those who, and this becomes blessed are you, doesn't it? Blessed are you as he comes to this final blessing. Blessed are you for your faith and that you stand firm in your faith no matter what the world's turmoil of this day may bring. And the remainder of this famous Sermon on the Mount will be Jesus' way of fleshing out how we're called to live out this blessing in life. God's long life call of disciples to follow Jesus, you and me, wherever he leads, for our sake and for the sake of the people that we are called to, the crowds who God will give them. So in this week of All Saints, of remembering, please read not only the beginning of the Beatitudes, those first verses that we hear in our Gospel reading, but read that whole Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5-7 in Matthew. Hear the word of blessing and hear then the call to follow Jesus as the blessed ones in life. From being blessed, we're called then where Jesus goes. He says, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all those in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Dear friends in Christ, today, as we remember, and as we look forward to times of worshipping together here on earth and with all the company of heaven, the reality of God's sure blessing is with us. So remember. Remember who you are and whose you are. Remember as you wake each day. A long time ago, Martin Luther taught a very simple but important spiritual discipline. He said, "When you start your day, when you wake up, make the sign of the cross and say, 'In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.'" You might like to do that over your forehead or over your heart. Luther wants us to start our days just as we start our new baptismal life, with God's word of blessing. So never doubt who you are and whose you are. And go. Go confidently into the world this day and every day, knowing that you are blessed. You're blessed as you mourn. Jesus is with you. You're blessed as you are gentle and loving in relationship with others and in community life. As you go out of your way to make peace, as you are merciful, as you hunger to grow in faith and in the right way of living, and as you witness to Jesus by your words and actions, so that others may see Jesus in you. You are blessed, and you are his blessing. And when the time might come at the end of life when you can remember no more, Jesus, who promises you at the start of the journey in baptism, "I am with you always," will never let you go. We begin very deliberately our worship together as a community with a word of blessing, God's word of blessing. Be who you are, and perhaps at the end of this day, conclude it with a reminder of that blessing, again on your forehead or over your heart, or perhaps on the palm or forehead of someone who's in your home or who's in your thoughts and in your life. Make the sign of the cross and say, "Remember, you are blessed for life eternal with God who loves you dearly." Amen. And so God's peace, which goes beyond our human understanding. We'll guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.